You are watching Browns Insider, driven by Liberty Ford. Browns fans, lock in your seats for the 2013 season today. Place deposits for new 2013 season tickets and receive great benefits, including your choice of the best available seats. Go to ClevelandBrowns.com or call 440-824-3434.
Welcome back, everybody, to Browns Insider, driven by Liberty Ford. Jim Donovan along with you. Now happy to be joined by Browns senior editor Vic Carucci. What a day. Rob Chudzinski, born in Toledo, Toledo St. John's High School, and now he's the head coach of the Cleveland Browns. It's a great story, Vic.
It's a tremendous story. It really is a fun aspect of this. It wasn't what the Browns set out to do when they were searching for a new head coach. They didn't care where the guy was from, as long as he had the goods. But I think the fact that he's an Ohio guy, the fact that he grew up a Browns fan, the fact that there's a photo of him at 5 years old with a Browns helmet on, it makes it something that I think Browns fans can embrace, because it talks to the passion that people have for this team.
Yeah, he immediately, and I mean immediately, understands the responsibility of his position.
Yeah, and that's what matters. I mean, again, wherever you're coaching in the NFL, great deal of pressure to succeed. The whole job is about wins, and you get that. And if you don't get enough of those, they're looking for another coach. But in this town, and there has been that long-suffering deal with Browns fans and generations of people wanting to taste that success that seems that not only seems but has been so long ago. The fact that he recognizes that, the fact that he understands what his relatives, the cousin who took the school bus and turned it into a Brownsmobile, that kind of thinking and mentality, I think the fact that that's somewhere in the back part of his mind as he's preparing a team, game planning, you know, putting players together on a roster, I think that can help. I think that can really make a difference.
He's been knocking on the door to become a head coach. 2007, he had a great year with the Browns as the offensive coordinator, got interest from the Baltimore Ravens to possibly interview for their open job at that point when they made the change with Brian Billick. He interviewed with three teams last year to become a head coach. What got him through the door this time?
Well, I think what got him through the door was the previous interest that teams had in him. He was, you know, he got himself on the radar by having the success as an offensive coordinator. And I think the turning point for him, clearly there were people who felt about 4 years ago that he was a guy that you have to look at as a head coach because of his offensive knowledge and prowess on that side of the ball. But he gets to Carolina in 2011 and he takes Cam Newton. And you talk about the enormity of pressure on a top overall pick, and makes him productive, throws for 4,000 yards, the first rookie quarterback to ever do that, and then makes the Panthers offense so successful, gets their running game going, gets a trio of people, including D'Angelo Williams, plus Newton's running to go with his passing, to be very productive. They're scoring points, and all of this is noticed by teams, and they realize, okay, this guy's got a lot to bring to the table. This is a pass-oriented league. You've got to have dynamic offense. You just can't be solid offensively. You've got to be dynamic, and I think the realization was, this is a guy you need running your football team.
Here's the other interesting thing. I mean, sometimes a coach is one system. Okay, I mean, you know, he may be a West Coast offensive guy. All right, but this guy, Rob Chudzinski, has had very different kinds of players that he's coached. Derek Anderson here, Philip Rivers out in San Diego, and then the ultimate athlete at quarterback, Cam Newton. And yet he's adapted his offense to really the skills and qualities of those various quarterbacks.
Yeah, I think the real key when you look hard at coaches' success, we all get focused sometimes on what's the system, what's the scheme, is it West Coast, is it more of a vertical approach, and on defense, 4-3-3-4. But really what it is, who's the best chameleon? And I think that's what this guy is. He adapts to what the surroundings are, because you're one coach, but you've got 53 players on your roster. You've got 22 guys as starters that you have to make right on each side of the ball. And I think the guy who figures out what works best for those players, mm-hmm. where they can succeed the most, is the guy who has the most success. And keep this in mind. Not only do you have to put the players in the right position, you have to convince them that you know what you're doing, yeah. and that they believe in you. And I think Rob Chudzinski is a lot about selling that belief.
Vic, around Joe Banner and Jimmy Haslam, when they sought opinions from other people around the NFL, because most assuredly they did. I'm sure Rob interviewed, obviously, very well to get the job, but you want to hear it from other people around the league. What do you think they heard?
Well, I'll give you one example. Gil Brandt, longtime NFL guy.
Who
Mr. Cowboy, the architect, chief architect of the America's Team Cowboys from the 70s on, spoke with him. And he I remember when we worked together at NFL.com, he wrote a column 4 years ago saying Rob Chudzinski should be a head coach, mm-hmm. and he is one of the foremost offensive thinkers in the league. And he felt especially that he told me in our conversation that the Carolina years as offensive coordinator did a lot to boost his stock. But he said the Browns not only have a guy who can give fans something they will relate to as a person, but also with the product on the field. He said the Cleveland Browns got it right.
Yeah. Vic, quite a day here in Berea.
Exciting. Good stuff.
Really was. Rob Chudzinski is in place. Born in Toledo. Played his high school football at Toledo St. John's. On throughout the NFL. Paid his dues. And now he is the 14th full-time head coach in Cleveland Browns history. Thanks for joining us on this very special edition of Browns Insider, driven by Liberty Ford. For Vic Carucci and everybody who works on the show, I'm Jim Donovan. Have a good night, everybody.
The preceding program was a production of the Cleveland Browns and a part of the Browns Media Network.